Here I have shared the pictures of a classical case of a bullous pemphigoid, and how did we know that it is bullous pemphigoid? Initially, firstly, because of the age of the patient, we know that bullous pemphigoid is more common in elderly, that is above 60 years of age, 60 to 80 years of age. Multiple intact blisters are visible, by which we mean that these are tense bulla, because in pemphigus vulgaris the bulla or the vesicles are quite fragile, and they usually break, and we can rarely see one or two blisters which are intact, and those will be the fresh blisters. Most of them will be erosions which are crusted or either just frank erosions. So there will be a prodrome of either itching or urticaria lasting for a few weeks to few months, followed by the development of these tense blisters. So our topmost differential would be bullous pemphigoid. The triggering factors for the bullous pemphigoid, there's a list of it. These include certain drugs, among which the most common are the loop diuretics, that is furosemide, spironolactone and phenothiazine. Other drugs may also be the cause, but the most common are these three. Then we have other triggering factors like UV radiation or radiation, vaccination, internal malignancies, that is solid organ malignancies, hematological malignancies, trauma, burn, skin grafting. Then the associations are, as I mentioned, that these are associated with malignancies. Which malignancies are associated? These are the solid organ malignancies and hematological malignancies like lymphoma and myeloid leukemias. It is also associated with the neuropsychiatric disorders such as Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis and epilepsy, bipolar disorder as well. Then certain autoimmune disorders are also associated with bullous pemphigoid. Usually we have seen that all of the autoimmune disorders have the other autoimmune disorders in association with them, like thymoma or other thyroid disorders, rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes, vitiligo. So these are associated with the bullous pemphigoid as well. Usually we don't see many oral erosions in bullous pemphigoid, but in 10 to 20% of the patients, there may be some oral erosions or oral involvement. Then talking about the variants of bullous pemphigoid, these include erythema gangrenosum like, this hydrosiform prurigo like, erythrodermic, 10 like, prurigo nodularis like, vesicular vegetating, intertrigo like, lymphomatoid papillosis like, and localized. There can be a childhood bullous pemphigoid as well. So there are a list of the variants of bullous pemphigoid which may be present. Can lesions of bullous pemphigoid heal with scarring and myelia? If there is superadded infections, then they may heal with scarring and myelia. Otherwise, they don't heal with scarring and myelia formation. Which other blistering diseases usually heal with scarring and myelia? These are the EBA and EB dystrophica. There is a variant of bullous pemphigoid that is localized bullous pemphigoid, in which the lesions are localized to the lower extremities, pre-tibial area, may also be present on the acral parts, genitalia and umbilicus. And the flexures may also be involved sometimes, but most commonly the lower extremities and the pre-tibial area are involved in localized bullous pemphigoid. Then among the investigations of the bullous pemphigoid, we are going to divide it into baseline investigations and specific investigations. Baseline investigations include CBC, LFTs, RFTs, urine complete examination, hepatitis B, C profile, HIV. And if the examiner asks us that why are you doing these investigations, firstly to determine the underlying status of the patient, because we are going to give them systemic therapy, which is going to be given for a long period of time. So that is why it may affect the liver function, the renal function. That's why we are determining And secondly, because sometimes we, but usually we give immunosuppressive therapy, so it may lead to the reactivation of the latent TB, hepatitis B, C and HIV. So that is why we are going to determine the general status of the patient before starting our treatment. Then for the basic, for the specific investigations, we are going to perform the skin biopsy for histopathology and direct immunofluorescence. Indirect immunofluorescence should be done. Salt split skin, which will help us to differentiate between bullous pemphigoid and EBA if we have any confusion. Then imaging like chest X-ray, ultrasound abdomen. For hematological malignancies and for solid organ malignancies, we can also do the CT of the chest, abdomen and pelvis if we have any suspicion. Then for pemphigus vulgaris as well as bullous pemphigoid, we are going to do the severity index scoring at 12 different sites, which I am going to share the chart of it. It is very important. In a long case, we should determine the severity index of these diseases.